Glavin is accusing AG Tish James of political bias against Cuomo and is demanding an independent review of the attorney general's report. She says James interfered with the sexual harassment inquiry carried out by her office and violated the terms of the referral that the former governor gave to the AG last spring to conduct the probe. Glavin argues that the investigation should have been carried out solely by the two independent investigators chosen by the attorney general. Cuomo's attorney cites remarks James gave during a dinner in late September to Democrats in the Hudson Valley, where the AG described how she had personally spoken to the women that the report found that Cuomo sexually harassed. Glavin says James, who has not ruled out a run for governor, was guided by a political agenda.
She had a motive to draw every possible inference against the governor, who was a political rival and who planned to run for a fourth term.
There's nothing in the March 1 referral given by Cuomo to James that specifically prohibits the attorney general from becoming involved in the investigation. Glavin is also asking James to drop another investigation into the former governor's $5 million book deal for a memoir about how Cuomo handled the COVID-19 pandemic. Glavin says the probe, too, is tainted because the referral for the investigation was given by the state's controller, Tom DiNapoli. DiNapoli, earlier this year, was also contemplating a run for governor.
That referral had politics written all over it.
James has repeatedly denied that she was motivated by any political aspirations. She spoke at a business group breakfast in late September.
Mr. Cuomo has a lot to say on these matters, but he has never taken responsibility for his own conduct.
Glavin, who spoke via a live stream provided by the former governor's campaign website, says she cannot comment on whether Cuomo himself might have political aspirations and might run in the June primary to seek his old job back.
Is the governor planning to run in 2022? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm his lawyer. I'm not his political consultant.
The former governor recently sent a letter to supporters that read like a campaign rationale. After Glavin's presentation, Cuomo's campaign organization sent an email message to supporters titled Prosecutorial Misconduct. Cuomo has not spoken publicly since he resigned. Glavin made her remarks as part of a 150-page submission to the attorney general. In it, she also questions the credibility of some of the women that the AG found were victims of harassment by the former governor. Those women have stood by their accounts. The attorney general's press secretary, Fabian Levy, responded to Glavin's presentation. Levy called it a charade and a baseless attack by the former governor, who he says resigned to avoid impeachment proceedings begun by the state legislature. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.